Just another day of higher highs across our cattle market. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. And that's according to Bob Linneman with Kleist Commodities.
It's another day of higher highs, new contract highs in a lot of these feeder cattle and live cattle futures contracts. And the barns, sale barns that start the week off were on fire, anywhere from $8 to $12 better in barns down south to Oklahoma and Kansas and such, so in the feeder cattle market. And that's just, again, the sale barns just are relentless. They are not cooling off. The market, even 10 days ago when the market backed off a little bit there, sale barns really did not.
Bob says to watch the sale barns because they are going to be the first indication if something is going to happen with this cattle market.
And again, that's one of those kind of old sayings that watch the cash market, watch those sale barns and what are they doing? And that will help kind of either confirm or just, relate back to the futures market if it's pulling back, just kind of a one-off type short-term pullback in the market there. So I think that, again, is what we're seeing to start the week, just a lot of strength.
We also had a lot of headlines to start the week. Monday, we digested a cattle on feed report and had the news of New World Screwworm in a person.
You know, headlines are headlines, and computers, and we've been around long enough here in the last decade to kind of understand what headlines can do and algorithms. The computer trading kicks in, and we see big moves real quickly, and then the market has a chance to read through it, digest it, understand it, and make a new decision. And, you know, and that's, I think, what's happening here again in the livestock.
Again, that's Bob Linneman with Kleist Commodities, and he was filling in and helping us out on Tuesday's Commodity Wrap. And with your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.